Before we do any outreaches or evangelism, we need to see where our heart is, and we need to hunger and thirst for Him. As what mentioned yesterday, John 1:14, it says, the Word become flesh. So unless we consume the Word of God, we will not be able to do His work according to His Word. If we do good things aside from our love for God, we miss the point. We need to renew our minds so King's dominion will be realized at all sectors of our society. We need to immerse ourselves in Jesus, that in everything we do it in His name. We need to hunger and thirst for Him. We need to love Him and obey Him. Are you sold out for Jesus? Would you be willing to worship Him even outside of the church building? Would you pray for people on the streets, the restaurants, or grocery stores? No compromise. There is no secular life. It's all about Jesus. What if you are in front of your critical relatives? No compromise. How about being a closet Christian? No compromise. Once we get to the point in our lives that the only thing that matters is to follow Jesus, then we will be able to satisfy our physical and spiritual hunger, our physical and our spiritual thirst, hunger and thirst for Him.